You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 283 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and one death. A woman in her 90s from COVID-19 who was in palliative care died overnight. Of the new cases reported on Monday, at least 106 were in the community during their infectious period, and the isolation states of 71 remains under investigation. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the Canterbury-Bankstown local government area is still the epicentre of Greater Sydney's outbreak.
We are seeing some stabilisation in other local government areas, but that local government area is proving to demonstrate the virus is still circulating, and we also ask people in those adjoining suburbs to the Canterbury-Bankstown local government area to especially be on high alert. That remains the greatest challenge for us, and it's where the compliance, the police are focusing their efforts as well to make sure people are doing the right thing.
And the New South Wales town of Tamworth will go into lockdown for a week from 5pm on Monday after a Newcastle woman who was exposed to COVID-19 travelled to the regional city from Newcastle last Thursday. No cases have been detected in Tamworth so far, but anyone who's attended the confirmed exposure sites needs to get tested and isolate. A man in his 50s has also tested positive to COVID-19 in the Byron Bay area, which has also gone into a snap lockdown as a result. Across the state, there are 349 COVID-19 patients in hospital as of Monday, with 67 people in intensive care. The ICU director at the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital in Sydney, Dr. Richard Totaro, is urging people to get vaccinated, saying it would ease the burden on hospitals.
So what we want to do is take these patients who are really sick and stop having them. We want to stop people getting sick and ending up in ICU. And there's really good evidence from all over the world that the vaccinations that we have available to us stop people, once they're vaccinated, stop people needing to come into hospital. Almost all the hospitalisation goes away. Almost all the need for ICU goes away. And almost all the death goes away once people have been vaccinated properly.
And lockdown will lift in regional Victoria at midnight on Monday night. The stay-at-home orders will be removed and there'll be no limit on the distance regional Victorians can travel. But people in metropolitan Melbourne will remain in lockdown until at least Thursday, after 11 new local cases of COVID-19 were recorded in the state. Premier Daniel Andrews says it's safe to ease restrictions in the regions as no new cases have been detected there during the latest outbreak.
I would ask people to use common sense and good judgment. Don't travel to regional Victoria unless you need to, and indeed retailers and other businesses who are providing goods and services will be relying on them, as we have in the past, to be establishing the address of any customers. So there's no point going to regional Victoria. You won't be able to buy so much as a litre of milk without establishing that you're from regional Victoria.
Four new locally acquired cases of coronavirus have been detected in Queensland. All of them were in quarantine during their entire infectious period and are linked to the Indooroopilly cluster. Genomic sequencing from the Cairns taxi driver, who was infectious in the community for several days, contracted COVID-19 from a marine pilot who tested positive last week. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jeanette Young is urging anyone with even the mildest of symptoms in Cairns to come forward for testing.
So we're just going back and checking all of those contacts and just making sure that we have all of them. So it's really, really important that people in Cairns, any symptoms at all, don't wait for a call from Queensland Health. Just come forward and get tested. And the numbers yesterday were magnificent. People did exactly that. So thank you very much. It's really important going forward so we can find if there's any other clusters of cases or any other chains of transmission.
And the Therapeutic Goods Administration has given provisional approval for the use of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine in Australia for Australians aged 18 and over. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says this means there'll be an additional 25 million doses of Moderna to add to the 125 million Pfizer doses and 53 million AstraZeneca doses that have already started rolling out. Mr. Morrison says 10 million Moderna doses will arrive before the end of the year.
The first 1 million doses is on track to arrive next month and will go to pharmacies. Then we will have 3 million in October, 3 million in November, and 3 million in December. This is another important tool that we have in our battle against COVID. We'll have it in our hands, and we'll have the jabs in our arms starting next month. This is our plan to ensure that we get Australia to where we need to get to this year.
And the head of the Therapeutic Goods Administration, Professor John Skerritt, says Moderna has also recently been authorised for children over the age of 12 in some parts of Europe. But Professor Skerritt says the decision has been taken in Australia to vaccinate adults first before looking at its potential rollout in Australia for children.
It does, the data on the teenagers does look good, and we should be able to make a decision, again, convening the expert advisory committee, within the next 3 or 4 weeks on an application for use in 12 and over. It's highly efficacious, and of course we can build on widespread global experience.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.